knocking him off the bridge. He fell 70 feet and hit the cold water of the river below. His pelvis and some of the bones in his face were broken. Joseph J. Bryson, the captain of a barge passing by at the moment, saw Taylor fall and quickly had to make a life or death decision. He knew Taylor would drown before he and his crew could launch their small boat and reach him. The numbingly cold water and strong currents of the river could kill him if he dived in to rescue Taylor. He had a family and Christmas was 3 days away. Bryson decided to risk his life for a man he had never met. He dived into the water, swam to Taylor, and grabbed hold of him. "Don't worry, buddy," he said. "I got you." Bryson held Taylor's face above the water and encouraged him to keep talking. Then he took hold of a piece of wood in the water and slid it under Taylor to help him stay afloat. The current was too strong for them to swim safely to shore, and eventually the cold water called Bryson to lose his grip on Taylor. So Bryson wrapped his legs around the injured man's waist and held on. After nearly 30 minutes, the crew from the barge was finally able to reach the two men and pull them from the water into the small boat. Taylor was hospitalized with broken bones. Bryson, the hero, was treated for hypothermia. Bryson later told the Associated Press he knew what he had to do when he saw the man fall. "I had a family," he said. "I thought about them, but I thought about how life is very important. I'm a Christian man, and I couldn't let anything happen to him." In this perilous rescue, Joseph Bryson showed us the heart of God. The God of love knows better than anyone the tremendous value of a human being and his or her eternal soul. For even one person, Jesus was willing to leave the safety and joy of his family in heaven and give himself to save others. So says Craig Brian Larson. Christmas reminds us of the wonder of salvation. John tells us that light was shining in the darkness, and it was the great dividing line. Later in John's gospel in chapter 3, he would tell us of this light. It says, "And this is judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed." John reminds us that naturally we are not drawn to the light. The Bible tells us that we are sinners by nature and sinners by practice. Sin is anything that we do that we know that we shouldn't do. Anything that we do that we know is wrong, we know that violates our conscience, and ultimately we know violates God's standard. And the Bible tells us that those are sins. But the Bible also tells us that everything that we don't do that we should is also a sin. And so those things that we should do to honor God and to help others, and we fail to do them, the Bible tells us that those too are sins. And so we are sinners by nature, and we prove that every day. And so the Bible tells us, left to ourselves, we turn away and reject the light. But it also tells us that those who saw Jesus with the eyes of faith received him. Those who believe receive the privilege to become God's covenant people, his children. John tells us that they are born of God. Our faith in our new life is an act of God. He says it's not of natural descent. It's not our heritage or our race. We all stand equally condemned before God. It's not of human desire. It's not a product of our own desires and not a result of will. But that those who have faith are born of God, and that those born of God have faith. Notice what he tells us here is that Jesus is the full expression of God. When we think about why Jesus came, he came to tell us who the Father is. John 1:16 reads, "For out of the fullness of him we have received also grace instead of grace. Grace above grace, that we receive what we don't deserve." The Bible tells us that Jesus is God the Father's gift to each one of us. In John 1:18, it says, no one has seen God, God in his fullness. No one has seen his full glory at any time, that his glory is hidden from us. Elsewhere in the Bible, it says that God dwells in unapproachable light. Moses saw but a glimpse of God's glory. Isaiah, when it says he saw a glimpse of God's glory, that he was undone, that he was ruined. Jesus makes known God's glory because he came from God and he is God. Jesus is the gift of God the Father that came because of God's great love for us. But the Bible also says that we must receive this gift if we're to have eternal life. We need to make it our own in order to be forgiven. The Bible tells us that, as it were, God is extending a gift to each one of us. This gift is offered, but in order for it to be ours, we need to accept it. If on Christmas morning somebody handed you a gift, but you turned and walked away, and you didn't receive it, it would never become your own. That you have to, with open hands, receive the gift that was offered to you. The Bible tells us that Jesus is God's gift of love to us. Philip Yancey, in his book, What's So Amazing About Grace, tells a story of a friend who was interviewing a homeless woman who was renting out her 2-year-old daughter. The man, as he interviewed her, his heart broke for her and knew that he was going to have to turn her in because of what she was doing. But as he was talking to her, he said, "Why didn't you go to the church for help?" And she responded, "Church? Why would I go there? I already feel terrible about myself. They would just make me feel worse." But broken people never said that about Jesus. Jesus came to reveal the heart of the Father. That in spite of who you are or where you've been or what you've done, God the Father offers a gift, the gift of his Son Jesus, who came to this earth, who lived a perfect life and died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. And he offers eternal life to all who will receive it. To them, he gave the right to become children of God. Years ago, I remember hearing a story from a pastor who was a young father, and he shared a story about his baby child. And he told this story. He said one day he came home and the baby was crying, and he went over there. His wife was on her way, but he had gotten there first. And when he walked in the door and he opened it, he realized that the baby was sick. And the diaper wasn't just full, it had exploded. That this child was covered head to toe and was weeping and crying uncontrollably, reaching out, asking for help. And this pastor said that despite of the circumstances, he reached down out of great love for that child in spite of the mess and embraced him. And this is what God does for us. It's not because we are so worthy. It's not because we deserve his love. It's not because we're so presentable. It's because of his love for us that he sent his Son. And if we with open arms will ask for this gift, he will give it to us. God loves us so much that he sent his Son Jesus to die on the cross to pay the full penalty for sin. He offers forgiveness in a relationship with him, and he gives us heaven as a free gift, but we need to respond. John 1:12, the passage that was read earlier, it says, "But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." And so that is a choice that each one of us needs to make for himself or herself. And so as we celebrate Christmas, I want to ask you, have you received the Christmas gift of Jesus? Let me pray for us now as we continue our time in music. Father, we thank you for your great love for us, that you loved us so much that you gave us Jesus. But Lord, you have called us to yourself, and your Holy Spirit opens blind eyes and softens hardened hearts so that we might understand this gift and turn away from our sin and believe. And so, Lord, I pray for each one of us here today, if there's one who doesn't know you, who hasn't bowed his head in his heart, who has not asked you to come in and to forgive of all of his sins, Lord, that right now that each will turn away from sin and turn to you. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sin and come into my life. Make me new. I accept the free gift that you offer, and I receive it knowing that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and rose again victoriously on the third day. Thank you for eternal life, and thank you for forgiving me. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.